White, Santa Rosa, California, February 24, 1874. My very dear son, Clarence, I do not forget you, as our frequent letters will testify. I feel deeply the necessity at this time of our being wide awake to duty. We may all do a work for God. Precious are the moments now to be used in seeking to do good. We should feel like having in heaven a store of good works, not to depend upon too for salvation, but to imitate the life of our Redeemer. Crowd all the good deeds into glory that you can. Satan will be busy to throw obstacles in your way, but you must press on in faith and hope and courage, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We spent last Sabbath and first day at San Francisco. Sister Chittenden stood with door wide open to welcome us. Our visit was opportune. Stipp and Burton and their wives have been very crooked. They are drawing off from the body, murmuring against Loughborough and against your father and me. They wish to lead the church. The most of the church are in union with the body. They were overjoyed to see us. Father spoke in the fore part of the day to a good congregation. While he was speaking, Stipp and Burton came in, with the purpose of having a special time in making trouble for the church. They did not know we were in the city, and when they saw the seats filled with interested hearers, they seemed so surprised they hardly knew what to do with themselves. Your father was very free. Stipp looked very sour and much taken back. After your father had ceased speaking, I spoke with freedom for 15 minutes. We then had an intermission, and I spoke 1 hour to the people. Father followed with a few words in relation to the cause of God. We left an appointment for Sunday night. Sunday morning, Brother Chittenden and Brother Vincent took us in a large sailboat across the bay to Oakland. The boat was convenient. It has a cabin and little stove for cooking in the cabin. We went across the bay to Oakland 7 miles. We took our dinner on the boat. Brother Chittenden cooked dried corn and fish and made chocolate. We had a very pleasant time. In Oakland, we visited Brother Tay, who harnessed up his team and took us over the city, showing us the most prominent places. It is indeed the most beautiful place I have seen in California. The shade trees by the sidewalks are, many of them, a variety of evergreens, trimmed as nicely as those in the yards at San Francisco. The fragrance of these evergreen cedars, fir trees, and trees of great beauty made the air fragrant with their perfume as the rose-scented geranium when we plucked the leaves. Flowers were in full bloom. We thought that this might be a very excellent place for the Health Institute and the branch offices on this coast. We think we may visit this place again soon. There is an excellent little company of Sabbath keepers, about 6 in number, in this place. Sunday evening, we had a house well filled with attentive hearers. Your father spoke with clearness and freedom upon the coming of Christ. We go to Healdsburg next Friday to spend the Sabbath. Brother and Sister Van Horn has been with us a few days. Sister Adelia is still here. Brother Van Horn has gone to Green Valley to baptize some next Sabbath. We have quarterly meeting here a week from next Sabbath. The brethren will be sent for to come from the different churches to consult about the work and the best plan for the advancement of the cause upon this coast. We are having now the most beautiful weather. Brother Bond has brought us a fine pair of horses. Our Spanish horses were an excellent, true team, but not saddle horses. Father sold them, and we have small American horses. They go well upon the road, need no whip, and have to be held back as did Jack and Jim in their young days. Our horses go like a lively team, I assure you. Your father is quite strong. His food troubles him some. I am writing upon my book, Spirit of Prophecy. Sister Van Horn is copying for my book. My health is good. Sister Hall is well. The little girls are good, obedient, and attractive. I am writing by lamplight, and you must not expect this to be excellent writing. My eyes have not fully recovered. We think very much of Brother and Sister Van Horn. They are just the ones to labor on this coast. They will go to Oregon in a few weeks. Sister Loughborough is recovering her health. She has been very sick, but the Lord, in great mercy, is raising her up in answer to the prayer of faith. We see so much to do, and so few to do the work. My son, you had better lay yourself upon the altar of God and be ready to say, Here am I, Lord, send me. Isaiah 6, verse 8. I think you should keep in view the idea that you may yet be called to speak the truth to others. Have in you a heart of faith and obedience. We are living in solemn times. The last days are upon us, and we must realize this and act with reference to it. I hope you will be of good courage, and that you will cling to Jesus continually, and that you will love him truly. Let your influence be ever on the right side. Seek to draw souls to the truth. You know we were ever looking after the cases of those who might need help, as Karlst Marcus and any others. Keep your mind exercised somewhat in this direction. We go through this world only once. Let us go through it in a manner that God may approve. We cannot afford to make any mistake in this matter. My son, seek for a true and a genuine experience in the things of God. Every day advance in the divine life. Every day gain some victory in prayer. Learn by exercising faith its simplicity. God will be our helper if we will only trust in him. My eyes ache and I must close. Much love to you and your teacher, Brother Brownsberger. We would be pleased to receive a letter from him. In much love to all the dear friends. Your mother.